Penguin Random House Audio presents Child of Light, a biography of Robert Stone, by Madison Smart Bell. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Nations exist not only as geographic entities and political divisions, but also as living stories. The national mythology is always there. Its relationship to reality may be dubious, but no one can understand a country who does not understand its self-image, its story about itself. Robert Stone, 1984. I do not claim to know much more about novels than the writing of them, but I cannot imagine one set in the breathing world which lacks any moral valence. In the course of wringing a few novels from our fin de siècle, late imperial scene, I have never been able to escape my sense of humanity trying, with difficulty, to raise itself in order not to fall. Robert Stone, The Reason for Stories, Toward a Moral Fiction. Preface. Robert Stone is one of the most powerful and enduring writers of the late 20th century, also called sometimes the American century, and in the latter aspect now thought by many to have come to an ignominious end. Stone's work chronicled both the peak and the decline of a great many aspects of U.S. world dominance as practiced abroad and reflected at home. In recounting the struggles of the particular individuals that peopled his imagination, he also told us the story of our time. Stone was an artist, not a reformer, but he had a very unusual ability to engage his fiction with the most urgent social issues of his time and ours, while living in the midst of them, and to do so without artistic compromise. When Stone mustered out of the Navy in the late 1950s, the United States had perhaps reached its zenith in terms of economic success and dominance, political hegemony worldwide, and a vibrant and vigorous culture ripe for exportation in multiple embodiments, from serious literature and high art to B-movies, pop music, and Coca-Cola. It seemed a national moment free of self-doubt, although a considerable dysphoria would soon begin to express itself as the social upheavals of the 1960s began. Stone, who did not begin the world from a position of privilege, was quicker than most to see the shadows cast by the rising American star. In his work, he would repeatedly portray those bright aspirations set off by a surrounding darkness which was likely in the end to devour them. Stone's novels each capture the zeitgeist of a particular period. A Hall of Mirrors slashes into the underbelly of American racial anxieties as the civil rights movement and resistance to it get underway. Dog Soldiers somehow captures the whole spirit of the Vietnam era while barely setting a scene in Vietnam. A Flag for Sunrise delves into the dark side of the Monroe Doctrine, following the most corrupt machinations of American influence into the bloodiest crannies of Central America. Children of Light stages the cocaine-fueled, illusion-rich culture of 1980s Hollywood. Outer Bridge Reach swings the 1990s boom-and-bust stock market cycle by the tail, shaking out its scariest social consequences. Damascus Gate discovers the sinister side of the U.S. engagement with Mideast politics in general, and Israel in particular, among other things, as one must always say of any Robert Stone novel, a great many other things. Stone's fictions are all human stories, first and foremost, driven by characters invested with remarkably rich and dense inner lives, characters we are compelled to recognize as our close cousins. There but for the grace of God, or just good luck if you prefer, go we. Bob Stone sometimes described himself as a slothful perfectionist, though his body of work conveys perfectionism more than sloth. All of his fiction, multifaceted and with unsuspected depths, repays multiple readings and handsomely. There is little in even the best of contemporary fiction that can claim this quality. However brilliant on the first read, it is not likely to offer fresh insights on a second. The reward Stone offers to the reader is much larger than usual, though he was genuinely hard to please and often found it hard to please himself. He was a conflicted, sometimes tormented personality in both life and art. His disposition was choleric at times. He suffered fools with very small patience, and he confronted the world with the bright, acidic irony of an extraordinarily perceptive, bitterly disappointed idealist. Although Stone was never an autobiographical novelist in the relatively narrow sense that writers like Richard Ford, Saul Bellow, and Ernest Hemingway are, some variation on his own qualities usually gets projected onto at least one major character in all of his novels. Reinhardt in A Hall of Mirrors, Halliwell in A Flag for Sunrise, Walker in Children of Light. Or sometimes the Stone personality is split between two protagonists, Converse and Hicks in Dog Soldiers, Brown and Strickland in Outer Bridge Reach, Brookman and Stack in Death of the Black-Haired Girl. His unusual personality, his restlessness, and his ambition for his work caused him to lead what his widow has called a hell of an interesting life. Stone borrowed the title of his fourth novel from a poem by Robert Lowell and used the entire poem as the epigraph of his first. Children of Light. Our fathers wrung their bread from stalks and stones and fenced their gardens with the red men's bones. Embarking from the nether land of Holland, pilgrims unhouseled by Geneva's night, they planted here the serpent's seeds of light. And here the pivoting searchlights probe to shock the riotous glass houses built on rock, and candles gutter in a hall of mirrors, and light is where the landless blood of Cain is burning, burning the unburied grain. Enigmatic, quasi-impenetrable, rich with half-realized, tormented thought, it is not Lowell's best-known poem, nor his best, but it did serve Stone as a sort of thonic treasure map for his extraordinary exploration of the grandly ambitious, vexed, and troubled American society we all have shared with him. Born to a single mother, decades before such situations became socially acceptable, Stone was raised an outsider. Throughout his hard-scrabble childhood, he and his mother were each other's sole allies in a struggle against forces out to separate them for their own good. Young Stone spent time in orphanages when his mother could not keep him. He also logged a good deal of time on New York and Chicago streets. His conflicted relation with the American dream has to do with the fact that it was never his by entitlement. Stone's life and work reflect the evolution of America's sense of itself, from the naive ebullience of the 1950s to the tenebrous uncertainties of the post-9/11 21st century. And in this process, Stone's novels were always just a little ahead of the curve. His childhood left him with the street kid's hardwired alertness to threat, a preternatural sense of trouble on the way, before it has quite crested the horizon. His first fully realized fiction, an oral performance, was composed to outwit Child Protective Services. He spent 4 years as a very small boy in a Catholic orphanage in Manhattan, plus a few months in a Booth shelter in Chicago. These experiences gave him a sense of how such institutions can warp personality. A 3-year hitch in the Navy he began at age 17 was a different sort of institutional experience, and in some ways corrective of the ones he had before. At the end of his military service, Stone returned to New York for a brief run as a newspaperman and college student. Within a year, he married, dropped out of school, went with his wife to New Orleans and then to California, where he took up a Stegner Fellowship at Stanford University and began writing his first novel, A Hall of Mirrors. During those early West Coast years, he fell into the orbit of Ken Kesey, who was then beginning his experiments with LSD. Stone partook with enthusiasm, while resisting the cultish qualities of the Kesey circle. By 1964, he was back in New York with his wife and 2 children, working at various short-term jobs while he finished the novel. After A Hall of Mirrors was published in 1967, The Stones moved to London, where they lived.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?